A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, March 2nd, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And of course, tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the World Wildlife Day.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, of course, we are talking about the World Wildlife Day.
On 20 December 2018, the 68th session of the United Nations General Assembly decided to proclaim 3 March as World Wildlife Day to celebrate and raise awareness of the world's wild fauna and flora. The date is the day of the adoption of the Convention on International Trade on Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, and that is CITES. In 1973, which this was proclaimed in 1973, which plays an important role in ensuring that international trade does not threaten the species' survival.
The United Nations says World Wildlife Day is an opportunity to celebrate the many beautiful and varied forms of wildlife, fauna and flora, and to raise awareness of the multitude of benefits that conservation provides to people. And at the same time, the day reminds us of the urgent need to step up the fight against wildlife crime, which has wide-ranging economic, environmental, and social impacts. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, as 7-4.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tinoti tingetichitarisa nezvezuva rekuchengetedzwa zviwanikwa. Zuva iri rinocherechedzwa mangwana. Asi tati hapana chakaipa kuti tingetichitaura nezvezuva iro rinasi. Toda kutarisa mhuka dzirimo dzemusango, nzou, shumba, zvipembere nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Uye zvimwewo zvakaita semiti nezvimwe zvimwe zvinofanira kuti zvinge zvichichengetedzwa. Zvakakosha kuti izvi zvese zvinge zvichichengetedzwa, nekuti tinoona kuti zvikasadaro tinogona kupedzisira tisasa vana, kana kuti vanozoteera vanozenge vasasatoziye kuti kune mhuka inonzi chipembere. Zvese zvapera kuiswa demo. Nekudaro zvinhu zvinenge zvichida kuti zvipote zvichichengetedzwa kuti zvisabva zvaparara kana kuti zvibva zvaita extinct.
Yabambe zulu kana ndava ndingachona njani ndava tikona kona apo ke makaya tinangapa Blessing siyaphila sibili kuzwayo. Ye, isitoka ngako namhlanje ke siyabona kuti sikhuluma ngenyamazana zasendle. Lapha ke sikhuluma ke ngendlovu, sikhulume ngamabuffalo kumbe sithi nyathi, sikhulume ngentunda, sikhulume ngakho konke elikwaziyo khona ngapho ke eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kulela eqathekileyo kakhulu kusasa ukuthi yiWorld Wildlife Day. Ngwane job breaker le, World Wildlife Day. So ke khonapho ke nxa sikhuluma ngakhonokho abantu babehlisipansi bekhulumisana ukuthi kambe kumele kwenziweni ukuthi kukhangelwe ke inyamazana zasendle. Sizwile ke kulenhlanganiso eziningi Blessing ezingani zithi okwenzakala eZimbabwe ngana bakuthakazeleli ukuthi kuthengiswa indlovu. Sikhulume la ke namhlanje umnumzana uMandima yena wanuzabalathi khonapha sithi kathi ukuthengiswa kwendlovu kubona njani? Kodwa kumelanga kuthengiswa indlovu eziphilayo. kuti yewe unyonga kutengesa kuti tiphila kuyahlupa koloko.
Of course, we have an in studio guest tonight, and we want to introduce at this moment in time Mr. Jimmy Mandima is the African Wildlife Foundation's director for program and design and partner relations. Mr. Mandima, good evening.
Good evening.
And of course, thank you for joining us on this day, just a day before we celebrate the big day, of course. Gibbs, you can yes. Fire away.
So how important is this day, the World Wildlife Day?
Thank you again for inviting us to come and speak about this day. You know, for the African Wildlife Foundation and for myself, this is really an important day because we are seeing right now world over the decimation of our iconic species that form critical heritages for Africa in particular. Mm-hmm. And we believe that the fact that the whole world decided to commemorate this issue by designating a day when we can all reflect and discuss the issues, mm-hmm. it is really critical, and I'm happy that we are gathered to talk about this and to invite all of us to talk about the issue.
Mm-hmm. Tombotaura nechishona tichiti iro zuva iri tichitarisa kuvana veZimbabwe rakakosha zvakadi.
Zuva ranhasi rakakosha kuZimbabwe nekuti zviwanikwa zvemusango imhiko dzakanaka dzokuti kana isu tichirarama tiri kumusha tiri muZimbabwe tinorarama nekuti mhuka idzi ndidzo dzinoita kuti vashanyi vanouya sematourist vauye vachibhadhara mari inozobatsira kuti tive tinorarama. Saka pari zvino tiri kuona kuti muZimbabwe mhuka dziri kudyiwa navamwe vari kutibira ufumuhu. Saka zuva ranhasi rinotirangaridza kuti tive tinobatana titaure neshoko rimwe chete nevhoisi imwe chete kuti tichengetedze zviwanikwa zvedu.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke umnumzana lapha ke uMandimo uyakhuluma Zulukandaba nguye namhla silayi khonapha ke estudio sethu. Yena ke umnumzana uGmail Mandima usebenza khona ngale ke African Wildlife Foundation. Bebuzwa lapha ngublessing ukuthi kambe uthwani ke ngelanga leli mphile lami ngambuza ke uthi ye ongani kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi kumele kunanzwe inyamazana zasendle. Njalo ke uthi inyamazana lezi ziqakathekile kakhulu nxa sikhangela lokuthiwa yi-tourism. Singathi ke ukwethekelelana. So ke uyacela ukuthi abantu basebenze ndawonye kwenze ukuthi kulungiswe konke lokhu abantu bagcine benefit akikho ukwenza ukuthi ilizwe lithole engazane inoti engcono.
I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Spambaniso Moyo. He's a wildlife enthusiast and a tourism expert. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us. Are you in Bulawayo?
No, I'm in Victoria Falls.
In Victoria Falls?
Yes.
Oh, how is Victoria Falls after the birthday bash?
Oh, we're still happy, and the town is fine. Everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. Though we are exhausted because we are working very hard.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo Gibbs.
Yes, let's go back and sing together, Kwanapoke, Baba, Spapaniso Moyo. Now, Sister Angela, Ilangaleni, njengoba siyakwazi ukuthi i-World Wildlife Day ingxabane ngabalazi khona mpilanga lelo leZimbabwe ukubona njani khonokho
lilanga eliqakathekileyo ukuthi sinakekele ezendle eziyizo ezilethe omunye umkhono wenotho eZimbabwe okuyikho futhi okunceda abantwana beZimbabwe ukuthi bethole imisebenzi. Ngikhuluma abantu abeZimbabwe kunje basabalele basemagangeni. Mm-hmm. Abangani bayelusile zona inyamazana, abanye ngabasebenzayo, abanye ngabasebenzi eziqibini khonale ngenxa yenyamazana zenezo ezikhona. Thola ukudla kizo okumele sizinakekele ngokunonobukhulu. Lilanga elicathekile kakhulu okumele siliqakathekise kakhulu ngoba abalungu kwezinye indawo from ngathi ngaphandle kolwandle bayabuya behlose ukuzobona inyamazana ezisezimbabwe ngoba bona bengalazo.
Mm-hmm. So what Mr. Moyo is saying is that this is a very important day, and important as it is generating a lot of employment. Mm-hmm. And he says there are so many people that are making a livelihood out of these animals. Mm-hmm. And so he says keep them well. Mm-hmm. There's every reason to actually protect them. Mm-hmm. So he further noted that there are so many tourists that visit Zimbabwe to actually have a look at those kind of animals. Mm-hmm. Because in some areas, he says, or countries, these animals are not there, elephants and buffalo and all those. Mm-hmm. So I think, according to him, This is very important.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the World Wildlife Day. And we have two guests. We have an in-studio guest, Mr. Mandimba, and we also have Mr. Moyo in Victoria Falls. You know, when we talk about wildlife, there's this issue of the selling of animals to some eastern countries and some western countries. What is your take?
So let me step back and you know, just remind us all that Zimbabwe for many years has been a global leader in conservation, and that is attested by how 13% of the country is dedicated to conservation. And as a result of all this good work, you know, there is no doubt that we now witness very large herds of elephants and other iconic species in Zimbabwe. Nevertheless, the impact of the ongoing wildlife crime and poaching is also affecting Zimbabwe in a big way. And there's lots of metrics available in the media that we are all aware about. And what we believe as an organization and in the interest of Zimbabwe is that we need to really guard jealously the elephant heads we have now as a resource that can provide medium to long-term benefits through tourism and other livelihood mechanisms when they are alive and in country, in the wild, to the extent that when it comes to exporting live elephants from the wild, we really urge respectively the government to reconsider, because there are so many roles that the elephants play in the ecosystems that they, you know, explore in the in our country, such that it is important to keep them in the wild where they have got more value in various ways for tourism and other ecosystem markers that they make in the systems. And would rather really provide our expertise and our partnership, which already exists with the government of Zimbabwe, to explore other options and other strategies to deal with the issue.
But I think from a government point of view, certainly I'm not going to get angry on behalf of the government, but what they are saying is, you know, if you look at the elephant population, their estimate is that it's about 80,000. And you look at the land, they are saying the carrying capacity, you know, Zimbabwe cannot sustain those elephants, and as a result, they are saying there is need to trade in elephants in order to avoid issues such as desertification.
I think those issues are noted, and I would want to say that there is also expertise we have done to apply good science on what really can be a more impactful intervention on the case of Zimbabwe. And I think what is notable is here the whole process of exporting small groups of live elephants to alien places where they are not accustomed to, and they have to acclimatize and risk losing them actually to death, is not effective when you want to manage the population in Zimbabwe. We appreciate the rationale and the issues of carrying capacity and simply emphasize that there are options that are more sustainable and more practical within Zimbabwe to be done and led by the government of Zimbabwe with its partners that could also still address the concerns of desertification, the concerns of damage to the biodiversity, and still see the country benefit and fundraise and get resources to protect the resources.
What are the options?
A couple of options here is, first of all, you recall that beyond just the typical government-run in a wildlife estate, there are so many open lands in communal areas where there is abundant and appropriate habitat for wildlife. So we are looking at options how we can engage local communities, the private sector, to create viable conservancies where these elephants can be accommodated and use that space as habitat outside the parks. And then we are able to broaden and expand the tourism catchment to include those areas. Then secondly, Zimbabwe is part of, you know, the whole kind of regional cooperation through the transboundary Kavango-Zambezi, to the extent that a lot of the elephants that we find in Zimbabwe are actually shared by the likes of Botswana, Zambia, Angola, and Namibia. So we need to then explore the opportunities that are available for Zimbabwe to benefit from marketing this transfrontier area as a tourism destination. So there are a couple of things which could be done without necessarily having to incur the logistical complications of getting live elephants out of the continent.
Thank you. We'll come back to that subject later on. Gibbs.
Mr. Spambaniso Moyo, what is your view on the selling of elephants to China and other countries, you know. There's this proposal, you know it.
To be so frank with you, I haven't got that information handy. Mm-hmm. But let's say if it's happening, then you see that is being controlled by the government. There is an order there, mm-hmm. which I won't even dispute. Everything will be transparent. The only bad thing is that, let's say, if it's done illegally, then that's when there is a problem. But if it's done, but I don't know whether those animals now, they are going to stay longer there in terms of climate, in terms of the territory. You see, these animals, they know where they've been born, and they know that they mark their territory. Mm-hmm. Now, it will be very difficult for them to move around, because they won't be any knowledge. Because like elephants, they've got they remember the place even 20 years ago that they've been walking around here. There's a certain tree here and so forth. So it will take them time to get used to the place.
Yeah, ngingene kunapho ke baba moyo. Nxa sikhangele wena ngwakho ubona zana kumelanga kumiswe yini ngoba kulabanye phela bakhona abathi okwenzakala khona oku akungani. Akula mali ezangena esikhwameni sikahulumende.
Yikho ngibalise ngokuthi nana nxa into yangikhona ikhanya ibonakala, amaphepha wonke ebonakala esayinwa kakahle, akulahlupho. Kodwa nxa kungeyinye into okuthiwa iyenzakala ngaphansi kwengubo, eyi, lapho kulokunzima ngoba kuyakuya kulomunye osesinye isikhwama sakhe senzani, sikhukhumale. Kodwa kumele kukhukhumale isikhwama sami se-government, ngoba kufuze nxa kuthengiswa abantu abafuze kubenefit igovernment, igovernment yithi ukuze silozo, ngoba iminyamazane ezizingaphi zikithi. Kodwa omunye umuntu yena angazenzela ukuthi sokungokwakhe, heyi, laphana sokulo hlupho, ngoba kuyasekuyilokhu esithi ubugovu ufuna wena kube ngodlayo, abanye abantu bengadli, okungayikhiphi okuvunyelekayo. Umbona le government kulezi nsuku yikho ekhuluma ngakho ukuthi kumele bulawe udlangudlwangobo njengalokhu, ngoba kumelanga kwenzakale. Nxa zithengiswa ngendlela ekahle, hhayi, kuyakulungela, ngoba sikhuluma nje inyama elephant kuhlezi kukhulunywa indlovu, kukhulunywa ngazo ukuthi seziziningi, seziziningi. Njengoba nomunye khona bekhulumile ukuthi umhlaba uyagugudeka, nxa zingaba ziningi kakhulu, siyagcina sesile ama-desert la esikhuluma ngawo. Kuyafuze nje kube le nani elibonakalayo, njengobana kunjela abantu anti kufuze sinazelele ukuba yithi kwethu kwenzeka ukuthi nana singakheli ngathi inamba yethu isinjani, isiphezulu kakhulu. Kungokuya kokunjani kokufundisana, njengobana nje lomunye ekhuluma echasisa kakahle, ukubeka kakahle ukuthi kumele sikunanzelele, ngoba zinyamazane esizazivikela abantu bethu ukuthi abazayo nabantwana bantwana bonke nje abazayo bekubone ukuthi lilifa lathi kufuze siyigcine ngendlela sile eqakathekileyo lokunonobukhulu.
Yes, I was a cool baba moyo ungayikachana ubambe khona. So in brief, what he's saying is, you know, there should be transparency in the sale of these animals. So transparency, transparency, and transparency. So you remember the issue of diamonds in Zimbabwe. Is there no correlation here? You know, the sale of diamonds. Everyone was calling for transparency, but nothing happened. Is it going to happen now in terms of elephants?
Well, I think a lot of the voices that are coming through to the Zimbabwean authorities are pushing and requesting that let's talk about it, let's be open about it, and that process will obviously allow the government to also look at other options. And if they were to go ahead with this route of getting things done, it would be done, you know, in a proper way, judiciously, with all the relevant hands on deck to make sure that we don't make any mistakes.
Thank you so much. Tine mutereri wedu kutanga kubva kuBotswana. Vamusare vamakadi. Aiwa tiripo, taurisai mbichana vamusare va nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa. Ndiye kuchengetedzwa kwezviwanikwa.
Ndaiinzwa. Ndiye kuchengetedzwa kwezviwanikwa here kana kutengeswa kwazvo?
Zvese.
Ndandisina kuzvizivisa nekuti kuchengetedzwa zvakachengetedzwa. Ndozaka zvakuda kutengeswa.
Saka muri kuwirirana here nedanho iroro rekuti nzou ngadzitengeswe nekuti dzawandisa?
Chokwadi chakanaka, regai ndikotaura ndichidai mukoma Blessing. Tatova neproblem muZimbabwe yekukomplena kuti chada kutengesewa kana kusiri kuEurope. chinotonzi achitengese uye chinopuwa zita rekusiba. Tabva mumadiamonds tapinda muma elephants. Maelephant ikapinda pamba pako nekuwandisa hapana poungaimhorosa kuti hesi elephant kana kuti ikakurayira mwana hapana poungaimhorosa kuti hesi elephant uye kana yakura hapana chaungakwanisa kuita kunze kwokuti itengesiwe kune vari responsible nemhuka dzakaita saidzodzo kana dzakura dzichionekwa kuti dzakura naivo wildlife vanofanira kuti vadzitengese kuti iko hazvinei kuti vari kutaura vanoda here kana kuti havasiri kuda but this is all about international business kana Zimbabwe inacho chekuexporta kunze kwenyika let it be zvokuti kutrustiwo kuti government ichauyisa mari here kana kuti ichaibata sei but pane maindernational business ari kuitiwa regai zviitiwe nekuti nzou dzatoia dziri kukuvadza vanhu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamusareva
ndingoti tandire chimwe
nauye
maelevant atengesiwe shuwa beno anga atengesewa nekuti zvinotocreata employment zhinji nekuti pamwe dzimwe nyika dzichatozofarira kuti dzione chokwadi muzimbabwe mamuchinzi takateya mhuka tikauraya dzose dzichirimo zvechokwadi vanouyawo vakainivhesta muzimbabwe
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamusareva
chokwadi opposition ine imwe fosi yakakura zvisingaiti the spirit of opposition inonetsa nechinhu chiripo chinongonzi hachipo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru tinotenda what what Mr. Musarewa is saying is that he supports the selling of elephants because according to him there are just too many Zimbabwe cannot sustain them and he's also talking about the animal human conflict and he's saying you know it's once it's grown you know it's difficult to contain it and he's saying that there's always a feeling of opposition amongst Zimbabweans as long as something is not going to America or the West they consider it to be bad once they hear the word China it triggers a certain emotion that is usually negative. So he's saying there's nothing wrong. You know, Zimbabwe should be allowed to sell its elephants. Mr. Mandiba.
Well, I think, you know, we are all entitled to views and opinions, which is great. I think that's what enriches the discussion. I think a couple of issues need to be highlighted here. And one is, each time we plan for wildlife management, in particular elephants, we start by identifying their movement routes, you know, wildlife movement corridors, their distribution and dispersal area. And once we have done that, which is work in progress and has been ongoing over years, and for Zimbabwe, we actually partnered with them to do that, within the parks to plan for the park, and then outside in the communal areas to also identify areas with suitable habitat where elephants can actually be resident. And part of that then leads into, like in areas outside parks where there's conflict, into zoning or land use planning that identifies sections within the communal land that are appropriate for wildlife and sections that are appropriate for agriculture and other uses. In that process, you actually diversify the rural economy instead of relying on one source of livelihoods. So that way you are able to then engage the local communities that participate in the planning process, the private sector, it's a whole participatory process, that then value the importance of coexisting with this wildlife. Yes, there will be conflict, but once you kind of align the conflict that is bound to happen because of sharing resources and the cost benefit of that, where you are able to actually derive benefits, you really can, you know, weigh what basically the trade-offs has got to be. So it's not like this, you know, being inconsiderate about the conflict issues, but it's just by doing proper planning, which is systematic. And yes, there is always management required, which is one of the reasons why I believe a lot of the range countries have opened up their borders to recognize that they need more space, they can move. And that in itself would not deny Zimbabweans and local communities benefits from the wildlife. And on the point of opposing for because it's not Western, I wouldn't argue against that because that's what he thinks. But if you look at it really right now, it is a discussion that is across the globe, China is speaking about it, the West is speaking about it, you know, Africans are speaking about it, Zimbabwe is speaking about it. So I don't see it as kind of a divide and rule, West against East, but rather basically saying, what should we do for the good of Zimbabwe and the global community as a whole?
Thank you.
Yeah, lapha-ke umnumzana-ke uMandima lapho akhuluma ngakho ukuthi abantu bangahlalisana phela lenyamazana lapha elikhona khona ngapho. Siyakhumbula-ke Blessing kwakule program kube ngithi uhlelo okuthiwa i-campfire So i-campfire lana zingazani siyaba le nkinga ezinkulu nxa uzo abantu bekhuluma bathi abatholi imali yangkhona, abanye uzokuthiwa indlovu 5-6 zibulewe normally evela khona ngale. So ngembuze ubaba uMoyo, baba Moyo, khonapho-ke uyangizwa lokhu khona ecingweni?
Yeah,
kulolu hlelo lwana kuthiwa i-campfire, akusitshela ukuthi lesekhona ngale tsholojo abantu batholani ku-campfire yena le ngokuzwa kwakho?
Indaba enzima le ngoba sibili kube kwaxubaxubana ngayo emakhaya ngayo. Izimali zangikhona ukuthi zibuye ziphuma kanzima, ngathi vele khona lokuphuma aziphumi. Zibuya nzima, unweza ukuthi amahantazi abekhona athayile koduze kuthiwa ikhansili ithe imali izabuya izayenza njani idivelophe izikolo kumbe ugebhe imigodi lakathi ezimigodi angikhona kumbe loku ngakaphuma amanzi angikwazi. Imali zangikhona angizibona ukusebenza kwakahle kwakhona, ngoba ngikhuluma kanje sikuthi nomunye ubaba engakhalene layo ngibonakani ngu-chairman ongikhona i-campfire, ngiyangixoxe laye kodwa ancike ngikhuluma lakathi esilaleli. Ngokuthi la isibili hayi ukhanya lokhu kukhubazeka kukhona phakathi, into zangkhona lokho zingaphumi kahle. Bona abantu becina la so sithi ayilale ngenxekwa njengoba imali ihamba through i-government. Nxa kusenza i-government senza kibo ebantwini, bona thina kumele sibenefit siyaba singenzani thina vele sisiye singabalungileyo asilize njengoba kwenza yalo ngaphonde kusenza isinto kodwa asibone uncedo lwangikhona ukuthi luyaphathiswa yini. Hayi, akuphumi kakahle sizimali zangikhona, akulanto yangikhona ele-control sika ngingazi ukuthi khona manje bathi akube lokukhanya okuthile emaphepheni la, kube lokufakazelwana okuthile ebantwini bebekwazi ukuthi kwini, ngoba into le kuyawufuze itshelwa abantu ukuthi njengoba kuyindlovu zikhona la bazabuya ama-hunters bezozidubula ngelanga elinje, zona zikhosta malini, then lini imali elizayithola yimali engaka. Kodwa konke lokhu bazwa kuphela sokuthiwa kuthiwe ingxenye, kuthiwe ingxenye sokusiba ngamanga.
So here I asked Mr. Moyo about this campfire program. You know, ASP, what you're saying, you're saying that there could be some coexistence between people and animals in a way that that could be managed. And then he's saying, you know, there's no money that is trickling to the communities. So he says it's very, very difficult. That kind of management strategy, according to him, Mr. Mandima, he says it's not working. So maybe there are other alternatives that can be made, you know, to actually reap the benefits from wildlife. Do you think so?
Well, I appreciate and sympathize with experiences that may not have been rosy in as far as campfire is concerned. But if you really look back to the records and history of campfire, I mean, Zimbabwe became the darling of the global community on how it was charting the waters by, you know, devolving power to local communities. And that goes back to even to the pre-independence era, and then it actually evolved to even a better level with empowering communities. And there are records, you know, on paper and very clearly, and people that could attest of the successes at some point. And it's an imperfect process, and I think the Campfire Association has acknowledged the need to revisit the structures of benefit sharing. There are partners, African Wildlife Foundation being one of them, that are discussing and willing to work with that. We do know that empowering local communities and getting them benefit from wildlife works. We have cases we have done and dealt with in East Africa. We also know within the region, if you cross over to Namibia, the same experience has been showcased to work, where communities in the conservation benefit from wildlife. So as a principle and as a model, it can work. As to how it is discharged, that's another story. And yeah, I think
maybe I'll come back to you if you can hold that thought. This moment in time, we just want to say good night to our radio listeners. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.